Hey, look, it's Talking Trout with Wolf Gorlick. A few minutes riffing on IT and IT security. You know, sometimes, all the fun's in the details, right? Sometimes the measure of a man is in his bootlaces. Sometimes it's the little teeny tiny things that can give you a lot of protection or can expose you to a lot of risk. And sometimes, you get sick of hearing me say sometimes, several times in a row. Here's the thing, tip for you, take a look at Microsoft's permission model for Active Directory, Gulp, which I'm gonna talk about in just a minute, and think about how that applies to something within your environment. Let's take something as simple as a folder, right? Suppose you have a folder. That's my folder icon. And suppose you have some sensitive data in it. I don't care what it is, cardholder data, you know, personal health information, some solicitous pictures, whatever it may be. You got some sensitive data in there you do not want people to get at, right? Now, how do you protect that folder? Maybe just like add certain users and revoke others. Could work. Maybe you want to get a little bit better and look at role-based authentication. Now, in Microsoft's world, role-based authentication uses something called a Gulp, which is an account which goes into your global group, that's the G, which goes in your universal group, Q, which goes in your domain local group, L, which then gets assigned the permission. In a very simple way, you may have a group that says, cardholder main people, I don't know, cardholder folder, right? And that cardholder folder group has access to that NTFS folder. And that cardholder group then rolls up to a domain local group that's like accounting people. And you may have accounts payable, you have accounts receivable, right? And those two groups have users within them that are, of course, in accounting. Now you assign it this way such that there's only one group on that folder, hopefully. Maybe two if you've got like read write and read only. Not everybody, not individual users, or not inheriting, so you don't have like search indexes crawling. Maybe you want to block domain admins and other administrators, because why do they need to read that data, right? Save yourself the ability for, or the pain of having to be one of the guys in the IT side who gets popped and then you've lost your cardholder data. All right, so only those groups that need permission have it. And in those, that's the permission groups, right? And in those main groups, the roles, only people in those roles. Now you have to do one other thing. How can you trust who's in those roles? How can you trust that someone hasn't snuck into those groups? Then if those are privileged groups, you put monitoring around those so you get alerts when people get added or removed. One more thing, now you got alerts added and removed, right? So no one can sneak into those groups. And you've got the file system set so no one can sneak onto the folder. And you got all the permissions reflecting the roles, and that's how you're getting permission. One more thing, good change management so that only people can get put into the groups or removed from the groups as appropriate. How you do that? One way to do it is with MIM, right? Microsoft Identity Manager. There's other ways, but Microsoft has tools to do this. So that only specific users get added to those groups get approved, maybe it's an HR process, what have you, and then they automatically get access to sensitive data, and the world is good, and life is grand, and I'm at 4 minutes, and I'm gonna stop talking. Have you seen this work well? What do you usually see when people try and implement this? Were they making mistakes? Comments, social media, hit me up.